the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Now, Michelle, you had told me something at the beginning of the show, before we went on the air, about cell phones apparently are now a civil right. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, I think, you know, Pennsylvania sounds like it's a good place to live if you're poor, because there are two programs that offer free cell service, and Assurance Wireless and SafeLink from TracFone, and they specialize in no-contract cellular service.
Mm-hmm.
And in any case, for a long time, as you had told me, you know, the Federal Universal Service Fund, which all telecommunications providers support, is required by federal law, pays for the program. So you get this, you know, fee every month attached to your cell phone. So
right.
Even though your service is only $39, somehow you're paying $60
right.
a month, right? And so in any case, it has. It's now this in 26 states, Assurance Wireless is 26 states and Washington, D.C. It started in Pennsylvania back in February, and it's now being publicized in newspaper, TV, and radio ads that you can get a free cell phone and get service with 250 monthly minutes for your phone. And
how can you get a free phone?
You have to be poor.
Okay.
So if you're receiving government support, such as Medicaid or food stamps, then you qualify.
Gotcha.
Right. And so.
So the claim is, and it makes, it, or the idea is that, you know, food is a human right. Education, you get government assistance for food.
Matt Damon says that education's a right. Yeah.
Education is a human right. Medicine is a human right. Now cell phones are a human right.
Well, actually, it goes a little beyond that. The program is about peace of mind. It's one less bill that someone has to pay so they can pay their rent or for daycare.
Or buy some crack.
It is a right to have peace of mind.
Hmm. Jeez.
Can you imagine?
I cannot imagine. Yeah.
So it's basically some cell phone company here, I think it's Virgin Wireless,
is a subsidiary or whatever.
No, Assurance Wireless is a subsidiary of the Virgin company. So it sounds like they've been granted some sort of a exclusive deal with the federal government to be the provider of this service.
Yes. And it says Assurance and SafeLink get $10 per subscriber monthly from the Universal Service Fund. And I think it was how many millions of people, something.
$10 per month is what they get to give a crappy old cell phone to some poor person. And then what's the rules as far as use goes?
Well, she said it was 250 minutes.
How do they stop? Cut it? Do they cut it off?
I'm not sure, but this is to the tune of, according to Robert Rector, who's a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, said that the $910 billion of the national budget slated for low-income assistance, that this program is in addition to that. So there's $910 billion slated for to help the poor and needy, and that the phone service is in addition to that.
It's done.
And it's kind of a trial run, and the next on the agenda in Chicago is computers and Internet. Because that's a right, too.
So according to the website for Assurance Wireless, Mark, to answer your question, once you run out of the 250 minutes per month, you can then buy one of their cards. And at that point, you're just buying prepaid cards to load up the phone. So they're getting subsidized for the first 250 minutes, basically.
Hmm.
So, so why is a cell phone not a right? Can you answer that question?
If a cell phone is not a right, then if a cell phone is a right, then someone is required to provide that cell phone to you. And one would ask, who is provided? Who is required? If I live my life without a cell phone, but I've got to pay the taxes that go to pay for some quote unquote poor person's cell phone, isn't that unjust? I mean, I choose not to have my own cell phone because I don't want to pay that in my own life, or I don't want to have it, or whatever. I'm against cell phones. I think they irradiate your brain. Whatever my reason is, isn't it unjust to take my money and force me to pay for somebody else's cell phone?
And rights are universal. I mean, that's...
They would have to be.
Yes, so that means that everyone is entitled to one.
But I have one, and I can afford to pay for it. Right. So the suggestion is that
which
if
is funny,
you can't
said,
afford to
if
pay
you
for
can
it.
Afford to pay for it. I was in... I've got my crappy little Crackberry thing here, which I've dropped so many times. I'm terrible at, you know, how to use it and everything. But I've still had the same phone for a couple years, and I'm just not about, even though, you know, buttons are missing and the lights don't work and the sound doesn't work, I still don't get another one because I don't want to go spend a couple $100 on an upgrade, right? So I was in the Sprint store seeing if there was something I could get so I could do my quick and, you know, all the little handy things that the smartphones come with. And there were three people in front of me who... If I just look at them based on, or if I judge them based on how they were dressed and how they articulated themselves and their manner, I would say they're uneducated, low-income people. And all three of them paid for, like, the most expensive phones that were in there.
I
put them on credit cards.
I don't know what conclusion one can draw in any way, shape, or form, but I think a person should have a cell phone if a person can afford to pay for a cell phone. I don't think that anybody should be obligated to provide a cell phone to anyone any more than I think they should be obligated to provide them with medical treatment or food or anything.
Right.
I think that good people will share their food. I think good people will share their water. And good people generally will provide medical treatment.
And charities will help people who really deserve it. But I would like to know how many of the people are receiving these phones and this free phone service that are spending $30 a month on cigarettes or alcohol.
Right.
I bet you plenty of these people that are supposedly in need of this cell phone, I can't afford my cell phone, they're probably spending all kinds of money on vices. And if you've got enough money to spend on a vice, then I don't see why it is you need to have a cell phone given to you.
Sure. And I'm not sure how many are the exact number of people who have signed up for this, but according to Gary Carter, there are 5.5 million people in Pennsylvania alone who would qualify.
Jeez, let's talk to Vince listening in Indianapolis. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, hey. Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
How are you
folks doing? Yes, I wanted to say something about this cell phone you're talking about because they have it here in Indiana. And the way it works is that if they exhaust the 250, then it's cut off.
Okay.
Right. Well, they can add more minutes, though, if they want.
Yeah, they can add, like, from $5 to $25. I use a prepaid cell phone. I mean, I put $30 on every month. And then my two daughters, you know, well, now they're out of the house, but that's the way, you know, that's the way we did things. But, you know,
so how do you feel about this, Vince?
Well, it's a tremendous waste of money. Because, I mean, you know, it's in addition to what Michelle was mentioning there, the $915 billion on public aid, this is, you know, another, what I can't remember how much they get paid per account. But
$10.
It's $10 per account. Yeah. I don't know how many accounts there are across this nation, but they're in all 50 states. Now, there was a company that tried to be generous, you know, and this was a private company that I'm not going to mention the name, but they wanted to offer basically about the same thing, but without the government help. But they had to apply with the state Consumer Regulatory Commission for public utilities here in Indiana, and they wouldn't let them do it.
So you're saying there was a company that tried to do this on their own as a charitable thing, and the government blocked them.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, Vince. Appreciate hearing from you. Hey, we're the only ones that can provide charity. We're the government. How dare you step in and try to do something nice for people, you evil corporations. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, if they were to allow that one company to do it, then it would compete with the government's, anointed company, Virgin Wireless. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll-free to 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can head on over and grab up archives, as many as you'd like. They're right there, front page of the site, the last 7 days' worth, and then you click into the archives section. That'll take you all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free at freetalklive.com.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been probably thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier, as a matter of fact. Well, Listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month. I saw a guy today who was in the convenience store. Actually, it was a drugstore buying some drugstores selling nicotine. Cigarettes. Doesn't make any sense to me. They're buying a couple of packs of Marlboros. I don't know what they cost, something like $10 or $15, somewhere in that range. And, you know, you don't have to spend that kind of money to get your fix. You don't have to go outside. You don't have to stink. You don't have to do all these things that cigarette smokers have to do if you have an e-cigarette. You can get a free starter kit. You can get free shipping. All you have to do is go to Vaporsmiths.com, purchase 40 cartomizers with the coupon code FTL. The cartomizers are little things that contain the nicotine liquid that gets vaporized and sent into your lungs without all the other carcinogens. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Go to Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
All right, so we continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. We've been talking about the situation that Michelle is revealing to us here, where they're in something like 20-something states.
There's 26 states in Washington, D.C.
There are these wireless welfare programs, basically, where people who are being told that not only do you have a right to food, but you have a right to a cell phone. And now
you have a right to a peace of mind. Where can I get? I want peace of mind too.
The idea that you have a phone in case of an emergency, that kind of thing.
Well, that's what they said right here. There was a quote saying the program is about peace of mind. It is a right to have peace of mind.
Oh, I think that it's a good idea for people to have cell phones in cases of emergency. I would absolutely agree with that. And I think that a wise person that spends their money properly will allocate a certain amount of money if they feel that it's a good idea. They may disagree with my assumption, but that's what I think. They should allocate a certain amount of money to have that. You can have a relatively cheap cell phone.
Call the budget.
I don't know what it is, but they have programs that are like 10. I remember one, please don't quote me. I am not a cell phone provider, but I remember like this 1995 program, $20 a month. You could have a cell phone, had some minimal amount of minutes, and all cell phones will make a 911 call no matter what. That's, the four emergencies car phone kind of plan.
Mm-hmm.
You can have that.
And you can have unlimited people calling you. But you can't make calls out. And that's a really inexpensive phone. A lot of people give them to kids and things like that or whatever.
Right, and don't all prepaid phones have the ability to call 911?
Yes.
Isn't that one of those things that they're just so...
Yes, exactly.
So you should be able to... I mean, who can't afford a prepaid cell phone? These things aren't expensive, right?
No. And you can put, like, as many minutes on it as you can afford. So you go to the grocery store and you buy $20 worth of minutes.
Prepaid phones are designed for people who don't know how to handle their money or they want complete anonymity as far as not having an account. They may not be interested in having a credit check run or, there are different reasons why people get prepaid phones. But basically, because you're getting a prepaid phone, you get hosed on the amount of money that you're spending per minute.
Right.
So because you don't want to have an account with a cell phone company or because you aren't good at managing your money, you get screwed over, kind of
but
like
you
the
can
people
have unlimited texting though.
With a prepaid phone,
I think so.
No way.
I don't know how it all works, but I would imagine you
have to pay for
the smartphone with the features that I wanted to have.
No, there's no doubt. Yeah, you're going to get a basic.
My teenage sons who are 15 and 17 don't have cell phones because
Mama says no.
Well, I'm like, go pay for it, go get it. And it obviously isn't that important to them that they don't.
Other things make more...
But they bought, one of them bought an $800 bicycle the other day. So, I mean,
they're things. Allocating their money.
Yep.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. We've got Jeffrey listening in Texas. Jeffrey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian.
It's Ian, but go ahead.
Ian. Yeah. Ian, Mark, and Michelle. I love Mark and your argument, especially Mark's on... the nude beaches. I wanted to call about a police officer who actually spoke out about police photos. A Gil Polanco with New York Police Department, the 41st Precinct. He actually is on YouTube. There's a video about it.
And what did he speak out against? I'm sorry.
He spoke out about police quotas, and he felt really bad about. He was actually on the news and. There's a sheet, quota sheet. You can go to YouTube.com, and that was just scary.
So what happened to this guy?
He was summarily put on suspension, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this was New York Police Department?
Yep.
So did they change the quota system as a result of the publicity?
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This would be the problem with monopolies. They don't have to respond nearly as quickly to, you know, issues that their customers are having.
So what was it that you liked about Mark's position regarding sex on the beach? I'm not sure what specifically you're referring to.
Well, the horror of the commons and Mark's assertion that he shouldn't have to see it. I thought that was particularly funny.
He is a funny, funny man. Thanks, yeah. Jeffrey, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 1-855-450-FREE. And, of course, you don't have to see sex on the beach. You can go a different direction.
I think you were supporting people
elsewhere.
Having sex in their front yards, too. And, I mean, like, well, you know, how can you
I
avoid seeing that?
I've got sex in my front yard, my backyard, the beach.
You've got trees in front of your front yard. So, you know, there's a different
I had sex the most public. Sex I ever had was sitting on a bench at a beach and people were around and they just had no idea.
Oh my.
They had no idea.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, like,
did
we
you have clothes on? Was it one of those kind of
yeah,
things?
Yeah, it was. We were just like touching, you know, that kind of sex. But yeah, it was
what
touching
sex?
This is
well,
an
I mean,
interesting
like,
question.
Like Bill Clinton says that, you know, a bull, can I say blow?
Yeah.
Okay, that a blowjob isn't sex. He's like, what is sex? Well, I kind of think sex is anything that, you know, gets you wet.
I would say oral sex qualifies as sex.
I did not have sexual relations.
What about hand?
A hand job?
Yeah.
Well, I think
it
so.
It sure
I
certainly
so.
Felt like sex.
Yeah, I think that you're right. I think that was sex too.
I think the definition of sex is it tends to be very muddy. I mean, you know, people aren't exactly sure what it is and what it isn't.
I know when I see it.
But sex in public places is kind of naughty, and that's what makes it fun. It's no longer, you know, it's not like you're 15 years old anymore and you're doing it in your bedroom while your parents are next door and you're going shh.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know.
I didn't do that.
Well,
I didn't either.
Well,
you have the chance.
I
guess it was more like 16 or 17.
1-855-450-FREE. Let's continue with Captain Ned, listening in Florida. Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live.
No, I'm Mr. Fiddlesticks.
Mr. Fiddlesticks.
Right on.
Hey, hi, Island Girl Michelle and the infamous tag team of Mark and Ian. How you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, man? You got a
great man. Hey, I'd like to talk about the war on grandmother, otherwise known as the war on drugs, and grandma who was up for 12 days in Camp Canada. Unbelievable.
I have no idea what you're talking about. We'll find out here in a moment. Stick with us, Ned. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. Is this
talking about the lady from Minnesota?
Is this the one with the motor oil caught in
yes.
Heroin? Yes. All right, we'll come back with that here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, and you can dial in toll free to 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. Grab up the archives and get interactive on the bulletin board system. We give it all away to you for free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do that by shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something you want to buy online, shop.freetalklive.com. The link's there. We'll take you to Amazon. We've got Canada Amazon, U.S. Amazon, German Amazon, U.K. You click on the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the sale when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com.
How big is the debt crisis really? Prepare to be dumbfounded. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL and see Anthony Davies' explanation of the magnitude of the U.S. debt. It's the video itself is a little over a minute long, but as they pan out and show you the comparisons in bar graph form, you'll be amazed. You must see this. When you're there, check out the Learn Liberty Academy link that's on the right-hand side of the page. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. All of it's free for you. Just check it out, and you'll be amazed at the amount of information that's right there for you. Learnliberty.org/FTL.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the number here. We've got Captain Ned on the line in Florida. Now, Captain Ned, you said you were pretty outraged about the war on drugs and grandmothers, and what were you referencing? Was it the lady with the heroin or with the motor oil?
Ian. It's unbelievable. She needs a team of attorneys soon, everybody including the Queen of England, you know? I'd be deposing the Queen if she doesn't want to appear. You know, it's just crazy. But it just shows you the weakest among us. Like, you know, how many times you hear kids getting shot through walls when these drug gangs are bailing out for, like you said, Ian, stuff that's worth aspirin and grass clippings. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know? And,
yes, sir. You are spot on. Yeah,
it's just like the war on terror. That's a war on the Constitution and we the people. And Vice President Joe Biden tipped their hand when he called these Tea Party guys terrorists. That's where they're going with this. You know, this is all a war on terror. But, you know, what would be really interesting is that the founding fathers were there and knew that a future vice president called their descendants terrorists. But I'd kind of wear it as a badge of honor. That's what King George called the colonists waving the Gadsden flag, you know?
Yep.
But this liberty tide is rising. You can feel it. And it's a great thing. It's a great show. And keep it up, guys.
Thanks, Captain Ed. I appreciate it. And in the meantime, though, unfortunately, he's right. And nice old ladies are getting caught up in this war on drugs. This lady, for those of you who don't know, we talked about the story a few days back. I think it was early this week. But this older lady was crossing the border attempting to visit, I think it was her family in Canada, and she had a jar full of motor oil in the back of her car, and for some reason the Canadian border guards thought that it was heroin. So they arrested her. She ended up being held for, wasn't it 12 days?
Yeah, it was a phenomenal amount of time.
12 days before they finally got back results from the professional drug lab that said, no, that's not heroin.
They were in a hurry.
So they then let her out at that point, and of course, she didn't even get an apology for what had happened to her. And I think the most prescient point here, besides to show how ludicrous and extreme this war on drugs is and who it hurts, is to point out to everybody that's never touched heroin or another, hard drug in their whole life, look, just because you aren't involved doesn't mean they won't think you are. Just because you know that you've never taken heroin, that you've never transported heroin, that you've never been involved in the drug trade, just because you know these things about you doesn't mean that the border agents know it. It doesn't mean the local cops know it. It doesn't mean that they won't screw up and get the wrong house, raid the wrong house, maybe come in and let's say you're an elderly couple and your husband has a heart condition and they come in and they scare the crap out of you at 3 in the morning when they're busting in your front door. Or maybe you're a 90-year-old lady in Atlanta, Georgia, who's half blind and half deaf, and you don't know what the hell's going on. There's a gang of criminals coming in your house for all
making
you know.
Making a lot of noise.
You grab the revolver that you've got by your bedstand, and you...
They riddle her full of bullets.
Right. Well, I mean, she got off a few shots, I think, but they did take her out. So, I mean, I'm talking to you about real
blind
stories.
Blind ladies are generally bad shots, though.
People really do have these. These are real incidents. There was a 90-year-old lady killed in Atlanta.
She was 87.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She was old. And there was there have been people that have died as a result of being, basically shocked to death as a result of what had happened. I mean, if you're this so-called law-abiding citizen, it doesn't even cross your mind that this could happen to you. You live in this little fantasy realm, this little bubble where, the police only deal with bad people, and I'm not a bad person, so I'll never have to deal with that. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, it's 3 in the morning, and there's a SWAT team kicking in your door, and you have no idea why. And you don't honestly even know if it's if there are real police. There have been examples where
the most recent one is the guy that in Norway that walked up and shot.
Exactly.
Well, they said
dressed
90.
Dressed as a cop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 90, but I think it was closer to 65 or something.
Right.
Shot and killed. Whatever.
And he had no trouble getting in.
Dozens and dozens of people, walked in because he was a cop. Why? Because they accepted his uniform.
Yeah, he had no trouble passing as a police officer because people defer. Oh, well, you must be a cop. You've got a uniform. You've got a badge. You must be a cop. So when you get these incidents with criminals behaving as police, and of course you could argue the police are criminal as well, but when you have these incidents, how do you justify even accepting that anybody is a police officer? I mean, how do you know when that guy pulling you over on the side of the road is
all
doing
all you'll
that?
Know is later when you get, some huge jail sentence for having disobeyed what they say.
For avoiding the police or evading arrest or whatever.
That's the only way you can know.
1-855-450-FREE is the number. So until this war on drugs ends, you can expect more of this insanity. You can expect more dead grandmothers or jailed grandmothers.
The war on America, more on people's privacy.
That's right.
That's all it is.
And your freedom.
I mean, no doubt, drug addiction is terrible, but the war on drugs is so much worse. This is the example that I use so often is I don't use heroin, I don't want heroin, I want nothing to do with heroin, but because of the war on drugs, every day my life and my family's lives are put in danger because the drugs, because the government outlaws drugs, drives up the price, and then heroin addicts need to get their fix, or crack addicts, or meth, or whatever the term is you want to use. They need to get their fix, and they're liable to break into my house and harm my family because of it. If it was, as Ned said, who just called in, this stuff would be the value of grass clippings and aspirin. Mm-hmm. At the drugstore,
yeah.
If it wasn't for the government making drugs illegal.
Mm-hmm. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Shadow is on the line in Huntsville, listening to WBHP. Hello, Shadow.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. Well, one thing, when you said you believe that the police are criminals, you're definitely right about that. There's no argument on that. But what I wanted to talk about was I have one of those assurance phones, and one of the features I like on it is the speakerphone part, because that way if I need to make a certain type of call, I can use my micro cassette recorder, and then I can record both sides of the conversation.
Now, why do you have one of these phones? I mean, is it your claim that you can't afford $30 a month for your own cell phone?
Well, I have it mainly for my own personal self. You know, I have it because of the speakerphone quality on it. I like that. I've never seen that
before.
You can
usually get a speakerphone with any cell phone, so...
So hold on just a second. Just to make this clear, Shadow, do you have one of the government-funded ones, or you just have a pay, you know, a pay-by-the-minute one?
No, this is one of the government-funded ones and all like that. But, I also have an AT&T with, $60 a month. It's unlimited talk and text and everything like that. I have
you
that
have two
now,
cell phones?
Yeah, well, that's why when one runs out of minutes, and I got the other one, you know, but the speakerphone part is what I like to use for special calls and everything, because I got a bill collector, ninth one that's been trying to get me for a bill that I don't owe. They know I don't owe it. So this way, I can call, record the conversation. I got some work with that.
That's so great. I would love to have one of those phones. How do I get one?
So you just have to bow down and kiss the ring, Michelle, and beg for the government to give you a phone. So you can afford the phone, your own phone. You can afford a $60 a month phone, but you went ahead and got a prepaid phone from the government on top of that. Very confusing, but thanks
for
the call.
Happy to pay for it for you.
Yeah. 1-855-450-FREE is the number. You take control. In the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up.
Okay, everybody, with summer full blast right now, we're all going to be busier than ever. Traveling, picnics, family get-togethers, so much to think about. What are you going to do? How are you going to handle this all? You start taking Nature Bee, that'll do it for you. I'm Mike Buck for New Zealand's Nature Bee to tell you that Nature Bee will help because it actually has every vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and antioxidant you need right here in beautiful, pure plant pollen from clean, green New Zealand. I'm telling you, you don't need to keep it in the medicine cabinet. Not a drug or a stimulant. It's real food. Over 150 micronutrients, and I'm telling you, the benefits are amazing. Starting out with better sleep and ending up with energy to go all day and all night when you need it. And here's the bottom line. Try out Nature Bee risk-free because of a money-back guarantee. That's right. A huge six-month supply, $99.95 plus delivery. We capped you with three extra months for free. That's nine for the price of six right to your house with a money-back guarantee. Toll free. 1-866-834-8355. 1-866-834-8355 or naturebee.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-346-6829.
34 no tax.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but still enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make the call now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, since we're talking about the war on drugs, and I'd like to get back into that here in a moment. I know, Mark, you've got a story that relates with very high-level drug cartel interactions with the federal government. But first, want to mention to you the Free State Project. It's a movement of liberty-oriented people focusing their efforts all in one place, getting active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And already it's been a success, but there's so much more that can be done. There's so much more that needs to be done in order for us to even be able to claim they're coming close to liberty in our lifetime. Right now, we're not even close. New Hampshire is the best bet of all the 50 states. It is, according to the Mercatus Center, is ranked the highest as far as freedom is concerned. It is the most free of all the 50 states. But that's still not saying a whole lot. There's still huge problems. Big state. Lots of government intrusions, even here in the so-called live free or die state.
And at this point, it's only getting slowed. It's not actually getting stopped, the government intrusions.
Right. It hasn't exactly been reversed at this point. So the solution to allow this to happen is to bring thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people here and have them get active. Thus far, we've had hundreds move, and that's pretty good. I mean, it's been great. Michelle, you've been here over a year now.
Yes.
And Mark and myself have been here since 2006, and I see things getting better year after year. More people moving all the time, more people getting active, people becoming more established, putting down roots up here in New Hampshire. And this is a lifetime project. As much as I might like to have freedom in 5 years, it's just, that's just not realistic.
That's pretty unrealistic.
Yeah. But
I do think, though, that we're reaching, critical mass in a way, or getting closer to that where things are heating up to the point where I'm pretty confident and hopeful that not just the Free Staters, but the general population, natives of New Hampshire, are going to say, I reject this.
You mean the government?
Know? Yes.
Well, I hope you're pretty optimistic in that area, and I hope you're right about that. And you are talking to a lot of people when you're out and about.
Yeah.
You're constantly introducing yourself and asking people what they think about issues. And
I think it's going to help if we get behind something. And I keep bringing up the vehicle registration thing because, unlike smoking pot or going topless or something like that where there are triggers that make people cringe a little bit, and that they have a hard time getting past the idea of that. Liberty is for everyone. How they express it is not necessarily how you do, but that, they have to have the ability to do so if you're going to have the ability to do it yourself. So they just can't conceive that. So vehicle registration, everyone over the age of 16 is bothered by that.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They may or may not be bothered, but they're subject to it.
And no one wants to pay it. I have out of the 60 or so people that I've spoken to, 100% have said, no, yeah. I don't want to pay that.
There can't be too many people that are gleeful
dying
when, they're
paying
going down
registration. I would agree with that much.
Right. Yeah. So if I'm thinking, one of our House reps actually said, no, Michelle, that's too big of a thing. We can't get behind that. We need to work on something else that's smaller, more manageable to pass it. And I said, I don't care if legislation regarding the vehicle registration passes or not, because it can work for liberty either way. If enough people are on board with the idea of eradicating vehicle registration get told no, but if they get told no, then I think there's going to be even more of an uprising or a rejection of government. Like, wait a minute, we're small, you know, states believe in small government. We've elected you and you've told us no, and that might be the fire under the booty that, you know, gets people going. Or if legislation is passed, then hip hip hooray, it's an incentive to go out and work toward, you know, greater and greater liberty. And
well, the more people get involved, the better. Whether that's an issue that excites you or not isn't important. Whatever is exciting to you, you can find support for it here, and more people are always coming. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this movement. It is, I think, the best option to achieve liberty in our lifetime. That's why I made the move here to New Hampshire from Florida. So once again, freestateproject.org. Let's talk to Wilbur, listening in South Carolina to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hello, Wilbur.
Hey, how you guys doing? I listen to you guys every night.
Thank you.
Plus, I made a donation to you guys. You should be getting it pretty soon.
Oh, thank you. Over at amp.freetalklive.com. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. You know what I'm curious about? I've been following that deal down there in Louisiana.
Now, which deal?
With those, you know, cop killing. I mean, yep. They'll kill all those people on the bridge.
Yeah, that's right. During the Hurricane Katrina, they killed people, and they've been found guilty.
Yeah, they didn't sound guilty, but why did it take so long? I mean, what is it, about 6 years ago?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. It's the sword of justice swings swiftly, doesn't she?
Well, I mean, why can't we have some swift justice? Now, is the prisoners in the prisons going to have to give these guys the justice that the courts won't give them? Is this how this is going to work out?
Most places, at least often there will be special cases for police officers that are incarcerated. They'll go to special prisons, receive kind of special care when they're in prison. It's the truth. That's just the case.
Okay, so they're not going to be around other prisoners. That's what you're saying?
Different states handle it differently. The larger a state, the more likely they're to have cops in prison. So they'll be more likely to be in some segregation unit or something where they'll be with other cops and other judges and other politicians and
rapist judge that we talked about recently.
Okay. Now what about the deal in California? I heard them talking about today where all these cops beat up a white guy. Suppose that had been a black guy, wouldn't it? Man, they'd have probably burnt that damn town down, wouldn't they?
Are you talking about the...
Some out there, some in California where these cops jumped on this...
You can go look up Kelly Thomas, and you will be shocked and appalled at the video where this 37-year-old...
He's a white guy, right?
He's schizophrenic. He's very calm. He was likable in the community. He would go off his meds because he didn't like the way they made him feel. And so he didn't want to live at home and everything. So his parents would leave, like, the garage door open so that he could come in and get what he needed and then go out, you know, as he wished or whatever. But he was, they said that he was really calm and very kind and everything. And six cops jumped him and tased him and beat him to death.
But what was your point on that, Wilbur?
Huh?
What was your point on that? I'm sorry.
Well, the point on that was this. You know, they get away with this thing all the time, you know.
And, yes, they do.
Now they're picking on whites. Now, I'm just using this thing. If there hasn't been a black guy they'd beat up like that, the Attorney General, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson... The whole town might be burning up right now.
So you think that they that perhaps blacks have organized better to deal with situations like this?
You see it all the time where some guy up
there
blew three or four of them away. You see that up in Oakland where some black guy blew three of them away?
Three cops.
I mean, was it last year?
I
year before
really
last?
It's
a normal practice. Now, blacks is not going to take no more crap off these guys. That's what it looks like to me, you know.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to make a general statement about blacks are going to do this or whites are going to do that. I think people are individuals. I think certainly a lot of people in the black community, for lack of a better term, have certainly had many more nasty experiences with bad cops. That much is for sure, and they've learned their lesson about talking to the police. But
we
I don't think that there's any more likelihood of violent retaliation on their part than anybody else.
Well, what was that deal up there in Seattle this past year, a couple of years ago, where this black guy blew four of them away? What was that about?
I don't recall that one. But I do know that there was a black guy that got
shot. They were all in a restaurant up there, someplace up in Washington State.
It would be very difficult to do a radio program where we reported on the assassinations of cops on a pretty regular basis. It would might be called, rumbling for a riot if we were to do something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand, but this is all in the U.S. newspaper. You see it all the time.
No, I think we talked about that. I remember hearing about the. I just don't recall all the details.
I didn't either. You know, but I was just. You see it in the U.S. newspaper.
Well, I just don't think it's fair what you're saying about it. I mean, yeah, these incidents happen, but to say that, you know, blacks are more likely to start taking out cops is completely, you know, that's just not fair.
I don't know. Maybe the statistics would bear it out. I couldn't say. I haven't run the numbers.
But I don't know. I just happen to read the newspaper, and they, you know, that's what I think.
All I'm saying is, and thank you, Wilbur, for the call and thoughts. I appreciate it. All I'm saying is, in the case, for instance, up in Seattle, he did mention Seattle, where that was where there was a black guy that was shot, the guy that was half deaf. He had his headphones in. He was whittling.
I thought he was Indian. Indian.
Maybe he was Indian.
He was walking along the road.
He was talking about some situation where they.
I know that he was talking about something different. But my point is, that guy was shot. He was shot by a cop out in public and killed. Because he was whittling. Mm-hmm. Now, it wouldn't have made things better had everybody in the vicinity, whether they be white or black, or it doesn't matter, had everybody in the vicinity drawn down and shot that cop. That would not have improved that situation.
Yeah, it's true.
So violence isn't the solution, and I don't think it's right to suggest that one color group of people is going to be more likely to be violent with the police. I don't think that's right.
Well, anyway, it's not right unless it's right.
We'll see you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.